The following is a paid advertisement. All views and or opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.
Welcome to Treat the Cause, the program dedicated to helping you find and treat the root causes of some of the most common health challenges. Dr. Kyle Pankinen is a board-certified chiropractic orthopedist and certified functional medicine practitioner. Join him as he teaches you about the causes and solutions to the health challenges that affect many people.
Dr. Kyle Pankin, and thank you for joining me for Treat the Cause today. I'm real excited about this episode. I'm going to really dig into the area of clinical nutrition. This has been a passion of mine and practice for a number of years now. Nutrition is probably one of the most overlooked parts of our health, even though we all know intuitively that it is important. And I would even go as far as to say it is the most important part of our health in terms of keeping us healthy, preventing conditions, diseases, and also food can be thy medicine, a very famous quote from the past. In other words, when one has a specific health condition, food can be one of the most vital components of you regaining your health once you've lost it. But there's a lot of confusion in the world of nutrition today, especially when it comes to what supplements one should be taking, a general approach to the diet, which foods are going to give you the best chance to remain healthy, which foods you probably should limit in the diet, and we hear a lot of conflicting things in the media. I'm going to use this episode today to try to help people take the guesswork out of nutrition by telling and talking about some specific testing that can be done to really hone down and evaluate where one is at nutritionally so that you don't have to guess, am I taking the right supplements? Am I eating the right foods? What changes do I need to make in my diet or my supplementation approach? In our clinic, I like to remind patients or tell patients, don't guess about your health. Don't guess about your nutritional status. Test for it. I'd also like to say that we have extensive training here in the clinic. I've personally taken over 450 hours of training just in the realm of clinical nutrition, functional medicine, which are all natural approaches to try to improve one's health, to figure out root causes of problems. And once we figure out those root causes, one of our main approaches is to improve the diet, get the right supplementation protocol, and we see amazing responses to health. In our upcoming episode of Treat the Cause, we'll be talking about how we use this testing and go into specific cases of patients that we've done this testing on, and how that, by following this, the test results, how that greatly improved their health. So what's the big deal? Why test? A lot of people would ask at this point, well, why do testing? Can I just try to eat a healthy diet and maybe take a multivitamin and kind of just cover my bases that way? Well, studies show that it's increasingly difficult to remain nutritionally sufficient. In other words, studies show the majority of Americans are deficient in certain key nutrients. In fact, studies show that 90% of adult Americans fall short of at least one key nutrient, and most more than one. 9 out of 10 people, for example, are deficient in potassium. 8 out of 10 are deficient in vitamin E. 7 out of 10 are deficient in calcium. 50% are deficient in vitamin A, C, and magnesium, and more than half of the general population is deficient in vitamin D, regardless of age. About 70% of elderly Americans are vitamin D deficient, and 90% of Americans of color are vitamin D deficient, and almost all Americans are deficient in essential minerals. So one might ask, well, why? Well, there's a couple of major reasons why, but one of them is the answer comes to us from a study that was released in 2003 from the country of Canada. They reported that fruit and vegetables contain far fewer nutrients than they did 50 years ago. Potatoes, for example, had lost 100% of their vitamin A content, 57% of their vitamin C and iron, and 28% of calcium. The report that I'm citing noted that in the entire 20th century, the average mineral content in cabbage, lettuce, spinach, and tomatoes declined from 400 milligrams to less than 50 milligrams. Well, why is this? Because they cited in the article that our soils have been depleted from these minerals, these nutrients, and if the soil has been depleted, well, guess what? So will the food that you're eating. So bottom line is you have to eat more fruits and vegetables today than you did in the past to even get anywhere close to the same nutritional content. So you can see where a lot of people become deficient. And then our animals that we have for livestock graze and eat from some of these plants also that are grown on these nutrient depleted soils. And guess what? They don't absorb as many nutrients and vitamins and minerals as they once did either. So we're eating meat that doesn't have as much nutritional content in it as it used to. So a lot of people today think they're eating healthy, and they maybe are. Many of them are, but they are becoming nutrient deficient because of some of these factors that we've just outlined here. If you got a question for us, reach out to us at 507-752-7650. Or look us up online at redrockchiro.com and email us at redrockchiro@centurytel.net. On our website at redrockchiro.com, you will find a link to past episodes of Treat the Cause. And we have all the shows that we've recorded in 2018 there, conditions from weight loss to foot pain to low back pain, to digestive disorders, and several other episodes there. So look back in those episodes, a lot of information packed into those, and if you're looking for some answers to some health challenges you might be having, you likely can find some good answers right there. The other thing, so I want to jump back into this area of nutrient deficiency. What they're also finding in studies is that 50% of Americans are deficient even when taking a multivitamin. So some people think, well, okay, I'll buy the part about the nutrient and soils. Are the soils being depleted of nutrients? And I'll just take a multivitamin and that'll cover my bases. Well, studies show while that can be helpful, and I recommend that, it's a wise thing to do, but even doing that, 50% of Americans are still deficient in certain vitamins and or minerals. So nutrition status is really important for several key things, but you have to think about this as I like to use the analogy of a fuel tank. If you're low on certain key nutrients, guess what? Your fuel tank is nearly empty or running on empty. Your body is not going to perform as well as it could. Symptoms of fatigue or digestive upset or just not feeling quite right or not having the zip or zeal that you used to can be some early warning signs that you're just not getting the proper fuel in your diet. And deficiencies create the potential for long-term chronic disease and illness. And they really can affect your quality of life and erode your health over time. So many people lead healthy lifestyles. They say, well, I'm healthy. I lead a healthy lifestyle. I exercise. I eat good. But yet still, many struggle with deficiencies. And there can be other reasons for that besides nutrient depletion in our soils. Sometimes overactivity. Some of these people that are exercising to a marathon level sometimes are depleting their bodies. Almost all prescription drugs that people take have an effect on your nutrient status in your body and deplete. Common ones would be if you're on an acid blocking medication, that is for reflux or heartburn, that will deplete calcium levels in your body. It will block the absorption of vitamin B12 in the body. If you're on medication for high blood pressure, those are notorious for depleting potassium in the body. If you're on medication for cholesterol, those are notorious for depleting an important nutrient called coenzyme Q10 in the body. Smoking and toxicity and introducing toxins into your body can cause nutrient depletions. Too much alcohol can cause these things too. Having sedentary habits, in other words, a lack of exercise can contribute. And also just stress, emotional stress, physical stress, environmental stressors, they all impact micronutrient status and demands. So there's lots of reasons why people become nutrient deficient. Most doctors over the last 20, 30 years, and I hear this statement all the time, and it's repeated all the time in articles I read, you don't need to supplement. You can get everything you need through your diet. And for all the reasons I just listed here and the soil depletions, I really beg to differ with that. I do not think the average person in today's world can get everything they need through their diet unless they are just an animal about this stuff and just really go after it and are really pounding in the fruits and vegetables day after day. But tell me, how many Americans are really that dedicated and are really doing that on a daily basis? I dare say it's probably less than 1% of the population. So there's been two articles published in the Journal of the American Medical Association over the last 10 years, and they both recommend that all, not just a few, all adults should be at a minimum taking a multivitamin to help cover some of the deficiencies that are lacking in our diet. So for any doctor to tell you, you don't need to supplement, I think that is a very erroneous statement in today's world. And maybe 40, 50, 60 years ago, that was a true statement in most cases. But in today's world, I don't think that is an accurate statement to tell our patients anymore. So what are some of the common conditions that we know nutritional intervention can make a big key for? Well, fatigue is one of the most common ones I see in clinical practice. Somebody just says, I'm just tired all the time. Many times it's iron deficiency, B12 deficiency, that are secreting certain types of anemia. But just about any kind of nutrient deficiency can contribute to fatigue. We know from studies, and I talked about this on past episodes of Treat the Cause, migraine headaches can be related to nutrient deficiencies. High blood pressure or hypertension, many cases of that have been linked to nutrient deficiencies. Diabetes, many times those people have very key and significant mineral and vitamin deficiencies that can really help them to better manage the problem. A lot of hormonal issues that people have where the body maybe isn't producing sufficient levels of hormones or has imbalances of those, many times is a direct reflection of one's nutrient status. People that have inflammation in their body, they've done studies to show that people even that have chronic back pain Many times it's related to a vitamin D deficiency. So you can kind of get a broad scope of things here. Cardiovascular disease. Many conditions that are related to that are, in many cases, related to nutrient deficiencies. Arrhythmias of the heart, for instance, magnesium, potassium, calcium. All those can be implicated in that type of a condition. So in our next part here, I want to really dig into how do we test for this. You know, I've kind of given you general information that, yeah, we're probably almost all of us deficient. Our soils are depleted. We're under stress. We're not getting enough exercise, most of us. We're maybe on prescriptions, and that is depleting us. But how can you really kind of look under the hood of the vehicle, if you will, to see how am I individually doing, and then what can I do about it to improve my status or my situation? If you got a question, reach out to us at 507-752-7650 or look us up online at redrockchiro.com or reach out to us by email at redrockchiro@centuritel.net. So in our office for the last several years, we've been using a very specific functional medicine test called a micronutrient test. And it's one of the most exciting tests that has been around the world of functional medicine for several years now. And we've had so many patients that have had breakthroughs with their health from the information gleaned from this test. Simply put, the micronutrient test it's a blood test that tests up to 33 different vitamin, mineral, amino acid, antioxidant levels of the human body. And these are the most common ones that people are deficient in, and so it really hones down and tests for those. It's a simple blood test. We use a laboratory in Houston, Texas called SpectraCell Labs for this, and what's different about this test that differentiates it from, say you went to your medical physician and they wanted to test you for vitamin D status or B12 or magnesium levels. Well, they do a blood test, but what they do with those standard blood tests is they just measure the circulating levels that are in the bloodstream. Well, those are really wildly variable from day to day. In other words, if you ate some food maybe a few hours before that contains certain levels of those nutrients, well, that's going to show up in your blood, and at that point in time you might not be deficient. But if you were tested the next day, well, if you didn't have certain foods in your diet with the right amounts of those nutrients, if that was tested the next day, the level might be totally different. The micronutrient test is beautiful in that it tests the intracellular levels of these nutrients. So it gives you a much better picture of your nutrient status over a period of a longer period of time. So over a period of 2 or 3 months. So it gives you a much better idea of how you're really doing nutritionally and which vitamins, minerals, amino acids, antioxidants, things like that that you are sufficient in, and then also conversely, which ones you are deficient in. And from a clinical point of view, that is such useful information for me because, as I said, your nutrient status has a profound effect on how healthy you are, how much energy you have, and also it can make the difference whether you are able to effectively recover from an illness, for your body to be able to heal from a certain disease or a condition, or whether you don't. If you don't have the right nutrients and you're trying to combat your high blood pressure and you're just taking medicine, well, you may be lowering that number, that high blood pressure, but you're not actually fixing the underlying root cause. I've seen several patients that Once they were able to get their nutrient status to sufficient levels, guess what? They didn't need that blood pressure medication anymore, because now their body had the right tools, the right fuel, the right nutrients to be able to properly regulate the blood pressure on its own, as an example. So if you have a disease, a condition that you just, I can't get over this, but I want help. I want to be able to get over this. I want my body to be able to get healthier so that I don't have to maybe rely so much on these prescriptions. Checking nutrient status can be a critical approach. And this approach is nice because it takes the guesswork out of it. When I do functional medicine testing on patients, I like to use these test results. Then I can put them on a very specific plan. In other words, you have a vitamin D deficiency, you have a vitamin A deficiency, you have two or three of these key minerals that you're deficient in. So then I know exactly what that patient needs. I know what dosage they need. And also the nice thing in the report is, you know, it's not just supplementation. The report also, if a person is deficient in something, it will clearly tell in the report which food or foods they can improve or increase in their diet to be able to not only get those nutrients through supplementation, but also what foods they can eat to increase those levels to build their system back up. Bottom line is, test. Don't guess about your nutritional status and health. And I've used this approach myself. I actually just recently had the test done, and I don't say this gloatingly, but I had no nutrient deficiencies. I had about 5 or 6 or 7 things that I was borderline deficient in. So what I'm at right now is I have no specific medical condition or disease, at least that I'm aware of at this point in time. I feel good, healthy, have good energy. But what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to optimize my health. So the testing showed me some key nutrients, vitamins, minerals that I'm kind of borderline deficient in, but not to a level of full-blown deficiency. So now I know what I need to do to kind of keep on top of my health nutritionally, and what key supplements I need to make sure that I'm taking so that these borderline deficiencies don't become full-blown deficient. And it helps to prevent diseases and conditions from developing in the first place. So I'm big about let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. That's a often quoted statement, but it's true. Food should be your medicine, and it can make a profound impact on your health. But we also need to make sure that we're getting the right vitamins, minerals, nutrients in our body through supplementation if needed. And you know, you'll hear so many people as we conclude this and wrap this up. You'll see so many people out there that say, well, I saw a commercial for this supplement, and I heard from my friend I need to take this supplement, and I've heard fish oil is good for this condition, or that everybody should be taking a multiple vitamin. I think there's a lot of confusion in the public about what they should or shouldn't be taking, and I have people that come in and they show me their list of what they're taking for supplements, and it's just a hodgepodge of different things, but no real strategic plan. And that's where I say to the person like that, hey, why don't you get tested so that you know what exactly your body needs? Let's take the guesswork out of this. Let's get you on a program that's not guesswork, but that's scientifically based, a program that will meet your exact individual needs, a program that is going to optimize your health and help you to fight off whatever condition it is you're battling out there. I don't care if it's cancer, heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, chronic pain, whatever the condition is, you need to be nutritionally sufficient. You don't need to have deficiencies. If you can get over those, guess what? No matter what the name of the condition or disease, you will have a better chance to heal from it. So as we air our next episode of Treat the Cause on July 21st, I'm going to go through some actual cases of patients from my own practice that did the micronutrient test that had specific conditions and how putting them on the right program to correct those deficiencies resulted in a great improvement of their health and also able to help them to get over whatever their condition was. So actual live cases, I think it'll be greatly interesting and of great value to those who are out there and they're looking for a nutritional answer to some of their health problems. So I invite you to join me on our next episode of Treat the Cause, July 21st, 11:30 a.m. on KLGR AM. Thank you for joining me today. It was a pleasure to bring this information to you and hope to catch you next time on our next episode of Treat the Cause.
Thanks for listening to Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen. Dr. Pankinen owns and operates Red Rock Chiropractic Center in Lamberton. You can learn more about the practice and request an appointment by visiting redrockchiro.com or by calling 507-752-7650. Red Rock Chiropractic has convenient hours to fit your schedule. Once again, you can contact them at redrockchiro.com or call 507-752-7650. Be sure to tune in next time for Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen.
The preceding was a paid advertisement. All views and our opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.